This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, September 5th. Well, there was no trading yesterday as the market was shut down for the Labor Day holiday. So instead, we're going to take a look at the most recent news we have from the livestock market. And for that, we turn to Joe Vaklovic from the floor of the CME in Chicago with the very latest.
Live cattle market was lower here again on Thursday. It's really acted very poorly as of late. August live cattle futures went off the board here today at some multi-month lows, as a matter of fact. So really a pretty ugly trade here overall. Cash market's been very weak. We saw cash cattle trade as low as 105 here this week, both on the Fed Cattle Exchange on Wednesday and in the country here on Thursday. So kind of a uniformly weaker trade here in the cattle market. The box beef has also fallen sharply here as of late. So just a lot of uniform weakness. Futures, cash, box beef, all very, very weak. Funds continue to hold a net long position in the live cattle market and have been liquidating pretty heavily here during the last few weeks. I believe they're holding the lightest net long position since December of 2016. So while the market's fallen, funds maintaining some length here, but a much lighter long position than they had had previously.
Join us again tomorrow as we resume our regular programming and bring you the very latest from the CME in Chicago to find out what's happening on the trading floor with both the grain market and with livestock following our extended holiday weekend. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report. Go to aginfo.net for more information.